Questions 26 through 28. For as long as he could remember, Andy had dreamed of becoming a photographer. He had taken pictures at every family wedding and each family vacation since he was old enough to hold a camera. Andy's first job out of college was not his dream job. Instead of having his own studio and being his own boss, Andy had to earn money by working with a studio photographer who specialized in baby pictures. His first assignment was to find out which day of the week at a local mall was the most popular shopping day among women with babies. His boss had rented space for a temporary studio in a nearby mall for a special one-day promotion, and he wanted to make sure there would be plenty of traffic from moms with babies and toddlers. Andy really didn't know what to do. He didn't think there would be some kind of book on it, so he went to the mall, did some people watching, and talked to some store clerks. He was lucky. Not only was he naturally observant, having a photographer's eye, but he was charming and polite. He interviewed the assistant manager of a sporting goods store who had worked in the mall for almost 10 years. Soon, the sporting goods manager took Andy to several other mall employees, including some who worked at stores specializing in children's clothing. Andy asked them when mothers with babies were most likely to shop. Almost everyone he spoke to said that their shops were packed on Monday and Tuesday mornings with moms with small children. Andy reported this information to his boss, who scheduled his display for Monday morning and took more than 100 baby pictures on the day of the event. "At the time, I didn't think much about it," Andy said. "But when I quit my job and set up my own business as a wedding photographer, the first thing I did was interview recently married couples about what they liked and disliked about their wedding photos. I really knew the value of interviewing and how I could be more successful."